Amen.
Oh, let's go to the Lord.
我们来到主面前。
Lord, we're so grateful.
主，我们何等感谢你。
For this time together when we can focus totally on you.
赐给我们这样的时间，让我们可以完全的聚焦在你的身上。
Lord, you're calling us to press on.
你在召唤我们，让我们能够来向前进。
You're calling us to be that remnant, Lord, that love you totally.
你也呼召我们，让我们能够成为完全来爱你的这些渔民们。
To be that vessel, Lord, that can bring you back.
让我们能够成为能把你的再来催促回来的这些人。
Lord, to be the church that you've always desired in your heart.
让我们也能够成为你心里面一直渴望的那一个教会。
Now, Lord, we thank you for your love for each one of us here this day.
我们感谢你今天爱我们所有的人。
Lord, we thank you that you've blessed us not only with salvation,
我们感谢你不仅赐福救恩给我们,
but life itself.
并且把生命赐给我们。
Lord, I thank you for the history.
我们感谢你为着过去这一点历史。
That I have experienced with the fellowship in Richmond, Virginia.
我在弗吉尼亚 Richmond 这个地方我所经历到的。
Lord, it's been amazing.
实在让人惊异。
Now, I ask, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to enable me to share, Lord, what is on your heart out of that history.
求你赐圣灵让我有能力来交通那段历史所带给我们的经历。
To share the lessons learned in a very living way.
让我们把这个学到的功课能活泼地交通出来。
That it might encourage and strengthen us all.
让能够成为鼓励和坚固我们每一个人的。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's good to be with you again this evening.
弟兄姊妹们，我们下午在一起非常的好。
I guess it's afternoon and not evening.
我想是下午而不是晚上。
It's afternoon. I've been sharing on the history that we experienced in the assembly in Richmond, Virginia.
我在和你们交通我们在弗吉尼亚 Richmond 这个地方我们的一个简短的一个历史。
And the lessons that God taught us through those years.
在这些年来神教会我们的一些功课
As a brief review, I'll just share a few thoughts.
我们简单的有一点回顾只是几点
Actually, the beginning of the assembly in Richmond began with five sisters.
这个聚会的开始呢是由五位姊妹起头的
These sisters were around 50 years old.
这些姊妹们都在50岁左右
Had really loved the Lord all their life.
他们的一生都那么的爱主。
Had experienced God's mercy, His gifts, and His provisions.
他们也经历了神的怜悯、神的恩赐和他的供应。
They knew the blessings of the Lord.
他们知道神那里的祝福。
And yet, in their own personal histories, They knew there was something more that the Lord was after.
但是在他们过去的经历的里面，他们知道神在那里寻求的是更多的一点。
They were really hungry and thirsty for the Lord Himself.
他们自己向着神是又饥又渴。
Yes, they loved His blessings, but brothers and sisters, they were really in pursuit of the Lord Himself.
他们是爱主的祝福，但是他们追求的乃是主。
I think that becomes a key for all of us.
我想这成为我们每一个人的一个重点和关键。
Regardless of our age, we should always be hungry and thirsty.
不论我们年纪如何，我们都应该又饥又渴。
It began with a conference that was held in Wabana, Maryland.
这是在马里兰的 Wabana 这个地方开始的一个特会，那里起头的。
Brother Sparks, Brother Kong, and Brother Franke were speaking.
史百克弟兄、江弟兄和 Franke 弟兄，他们是那次的讲员。
That was in 1966 or 67.
是1966、1967年左右。
And the Lord began to respond to their hunger and thirst.
神就开始向着他们的饥渴有一点回应。
They came across the book of the Eternal Purpose of God by Fromke.
他们就得到了一本书，是 Fromke 弟兄写的，是神永远的旨意。
It began to open their eyes to God's eternal purpose.
他们就把神永远的旨意在他们面前打开。
And they read this poem by A.B. Simpson that we shared last night himself.
他们也看见宣信弟兄写的这首诗歌他自己。
They saw that the Lord was all God's desire was his son.
他们看见神的心意里面是他的儿子。
God's desire became their desire.
神的心意就成为他们的渴慕。
They began to see that the Lord wasn't just interested in gathering the saints together.
他们就看见主不仅仅是有兴趣把圣徒们召集在一起。
He wanted them to gather in such a way that would please him, please his heart.
他愿意他们如此的聚集，能够使神自己得满足。
And they prayed for 5 years that the Lord would raise up something of a testimony to himself in Richmond.
他们经过五年的祷告，希望神能够在 Richmond 那个地方兴起一个聚会，为着他自己。
And they also were praying that the Lord would bring in some spiritual brothers with a hunger like their own.
他们也祈求神能够把一些像他们一样渴慕神的弟兄们带到他们中间。
They were in quest of the Lord and his satisfaction.
他们在求问何为神的喜乐和他的满足。
At the same time, Brother Stephen Kong would come once a month and minister to them.
在那个时候，江弟兄每个月都到他们中间来服侍他们。
And over a weekend period.
只是在一个周末的时段。
And he would encourage them in their quest for seeking the Lord and the Lord's purpose.
他就鼓励他们寻求神和神的主的旨意。
In 1972, three of us brothers did show up.
1972年，我们三个弟兄出现了。
We weren't old, mature spiritual brothers by any means.
我们不是年长的又成熟的这些弟兄。
Kenny Pittman was 20 years old.
Kenny Pittman 弟兄，是20岁。
Michael Woods was 21 years old.
Michael Woods 是21岁。
And I was 28 years old.
我那个时候28岁。
We showed up together to hear a message by Brother Kong on October 1st, 1972.
我们在1972年10月1号那天我们出现了，我们目的是听江弟兄的一堂道。
And as we listened to our brothers, the Lord opened our eyes.
当我们听弟兄讲道的时候，神就打开了我们的眼。
He opened our eyes to see the Lord in a new way.
他们打开我们的眼，让我们从一个崭新的光里面看见我们的主。
To see that the Lord Jesus was actually the head in heaven, but he was head of his body, the church.
让我们看见主不仅是在天上的那位头，而且是他教会的头。
It was a living revelation for us.
对我们来说是一个活的一个启示。
We had just seen the church previously as an organization that men used to share the gospel.
我们以前以为教会只是人来传福音的一个机构，一个组织。
But our brother Stephen shared on the birth of the church.
但是我们的弟兄他交通到教会的诞生。
The church was birthed. It was a living thing.
教会是生出来的，是一个活泼的一样东西。
It wasn't an organization.
不是一个组织。
It was an organism.
是一个有机体。
And brothers and sisters that we as his people are a part of that organism.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是那个有机体的一部分。
So church life is organic, it's not mechanical.
所以教会的生活是有机的，而不是机械的。
Our Christian life isn't following rules, it's following the Lord in his own power of his own life.
基督徒的生活不是来遵守一些的规则，而是来跟随主的生命，跟随他的能力。
And that now brings us to the next lesson. I don't have time to review all the previous six.
我们现在就讲到下面一个功课，我们没有机会把前面讲过的都来复习一下。
Now, I do want to say one other thing before I share.
在我交通以前，我确实愿意说一句。
A precious, dear young sister,
一个年轻的宝贵的一个姊妹
asked me the other night, "What is this vision you saw? How is it different from other churches that we know?"
有一天，她问我，你看见的这个异象是什么？和我们在别的这个教会里面看见的异象有什么不同
？I hope today that some of those answers will be revealed.
盼望今天能够来。揭示这样的一个答案。
Lesson number seven was travailing prayer precedes birth.
第七个功课是在出生以前一定要有产痛的祷告。
Before any birth, there's always travail.
在任何的生产以前都有生产之痛。
Many of our sisters here have experienced that travail.
我们很多的姊妹都经历过这样的产痛。
And, you know, once the child is born, the pain of travail is forgotten.
一旦孩子生出来，产痛就会忘记了。
But travail is absolutely necessary.
但是产痛是绝对必须的。
The Lord was going to do something in Richmond.
主要在 Richmond 那个地方做一件事情。
He was going to bring the assembly to birth.
他要把这个聚会生出来。
And it would require travail.
必须要有阵痛在其中。
Travailing prayer.
有阵痛的祷告。
And these five sisters took up that ministry before the Lord.
这五位姊妹在主面前就接过了这个负担。
You know, as I said, Brother Kong would come down once a month.
我说过，江弟兄每个月都来下来一次。
In the beginning, he was actually flying in from New York.
开始呢，他是从纽约坐飞机过来。
To meet with these sisters.
来就是为了见这几位姊妹。
And some others that they would invite.
和他们还会请一些别的人。
And so one time I asked my brother, I said, "Stephen, you came down for 5 years."
我就问江弟兄，你这五年来一直来。
And seemingly nothing was happening.
好像没有什么事情发生。
I said, "Why did you continue to come?"
我说你还来继续来干什么呢
？He said, "Brother, because the Lord told me to."
他说弟兄是主告诉我的。
Now that is profound, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常的深刻。
Because the Lord told me to.
因为主这样告诉我。
He wasn't looking for outward things. What he was looking for was the will of God.
他不是找看外在的一些事情，他寻找的乃是主神的旨意。
Now, I think it was amazing that these sisters continued to pray for 5 years.
我觉得这些姊妹不停的这五年来一直祷告，实在是非常的惊异。
The Lord was about to do something new.
主要做一件新事。
And it reminded me very much of the time when the Lord was going to change from the time of judges to the time of the prophets.
我记得就像主他要让这个时代从士师时代转变为
time of the prophets.
转成先知的时代。
And it was Samuel's mother that we find in prayer.
是撒母耳的母亲在那里不停的祷告。
Her womb was closed.
她那个时候不能生产。
She couldn't have children.
她没有办法生孩子。
And as they would go up to Jerusalem, to be before the Lord, her prayer was always, "Lord, give me a son."
她先到耶路撒冷，开始她的祷告就是说，主啊，给我神啊，给我一个儿子吧。
Actually, in those days, if you were barren.People looked at you as if God had a curse upon you.
如果那时候你不能怀胎的话，别人看你好像神已经咒诅了你。
Because you were supposed to be fruitful.
因为你要在那里要有很多的儿女。
This caused much discernment, not discernment, much discerning grief in our sister.
这就给我们的这位姊妹带来了很多的悲痛。
So Hannah would go up year after year.
哈拿就一年年复一年的上去。
Appealing to the Lord, Lord, give me a son.
她向主来 呼求，主啊，给我一个儿子。
And her husband had another wife.
她的丈夫有另外的一个妻子。
Had plenty of children.
她生了很多的孩子。
But she would always ridicule Hannah.
她总是在那里嘲笑哈拿。
But Hannah didn't give up. She continued to pray.
但是哈拿没有放弃，她不停的祷告。
And if you read her story,
如果你读她的故事，
you'll find out that her prayer changed.
你就觉得她的祷告慢慢的变了。
She had been praying, Lord, give me a son.
她先是祷告，主啊，给我一个儿子。
But her prayer changed.
后来她的祷告就慢慢的变了。
She said, Lord, if you'll give me a son, I'll give him back to you. For your purpose.
他说主啊，如果你给我一个儿子，我就把他归还给你，为着你的目的。
And we know the story.
我们听过这个故事。
The Lord, in response to her prayer, opened her womb.
主就答应了她的祷告，就让她怀胎了。
And she gave birth to Samuel.
她就生出了撒母耳。
And brothers and sisters, amazingly enough, when Samuel was around 4 years old, she took him up to the temple.
弟兄姊妹们，让人惊讶的是，当撒母耳四岁的时候，他就把他带到殿里。
And gave him over to serve in the temple, even at 4 years old.
让他当他四岁的时候，就把他交出来，让他去服侍。
And he was faithful.
他非常的忠心。
We think that his responsibility was to actually open the doors of the temple.
他的职责就是每天把这个教把这个圣殿的门来打开。
And they opened them at sunrise.
他们在太阳一出来就把它打开。
That was quite a responsibility for such a young man.
对一个小孩子来说，实在是一个很重的一个责任。
But the point being made is, she went through travailing prayer in order to bring forth the prophet that the Lord wanted.
我们要强调的是，他经过这个惨痛的祷告，为了给主是这个先知的时代带进来。
She had wanted the Lord to meet her need.
他不是让主来达到他的需要。
But in meeting the Lord's need, her need was met.
但是当他让主的旨意心意达到的时候，他的需要也就达到了。
So it is the birth pains,
所以是惨痛
that bring forth life,
把生命带进来。
Brothers and sisters, when God goes to move, He's going to require prayer.
弟兄姊妹们，当主要做工的时候，他需要有人祷告。
So they were praying the Lord would raise up something in Richmond.
他们这些姊妹们在祷告，让主在 Richmond 来兴起一件事情。
The assembly in Richmond was not organized by Brother Kong or these sisters or us young brothers.
这些在Richmond 的聚会不是江弟兄，也不是这些姊妹们，甚至也不是我们这些年轻的弟兄们来起头的。
It was birthed by the Lord.
而是主他生出来的。
These sisters had been considering that they wanted to have a testimony for the Lord.
这些姊妹们在考虑要为主开始一个见证。
They realized it was more than just meeting together and sharing scriptures.
他们就认识到不仅仅是只是能够在一起聚在一起来查经。
They realized it was to be a vessel for the Lord's use.
他们意识到要为主来建一个器皿来让他能够使用。
They would actually get together on Sunday afternoon for a time of worship.
他们主日的下午能够聚在一起来敬拜。
And they would listen to some messages, usually of Stephen's messages.
他们就听一堂信息，一般是江弟兄讲。
But they knew the Lord was after more than that.
但是他们知道主寻求的比这更多。
And they really prayed that the Lord would bring in brothers that had a similar burden.
他们就祈求主能够带进来一些弟兄能够有同样的负担。
As I said earlier, Michael Woods, Kenny Pittman, and I ended up coming together in 1972.
我刚才讲过1972年 Michael 和 Pittman 和我们一起就聚到一起了。
2 months later, in October, well, that was in August. Michael Woods showed up in August.
Michael Woods 是在八月份那年的八月份出现的。
And my dear brother was in the Brethren Church.
我们的弟兄他是在弟兄会里面聚会。
The exclusive Brethren.
是闭关弟兄会。
And he began to question their stand about being exclusive.
他就开始质疑他们要闭关的这样的一个历程。
And he was actually drummed out.
他就被欢送出去了。
And so he came to the Richmond area to go to college at Randolph-Macon.
他在Richmond 那个地方他是来上大学的。
And I remember my brother telling me later that the first time he heard our brother Stephen Kong, he said, I'm at home.
我记得第一次弟兄说
then,
听到江弟兄的讲到我是回家了。
Then in October 72, Kenny and I showed up.
然后那年的十月 ,Kenny 和我就出现了。
It was all a result of travailing prayer.
都是这个惨痛的这个祷告带进来的。
Now, brothers and sisters, you remember the Pentecost, the story of Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹们你们都记得五旬节的故事。
The Lord was,About to change the times once again.
主要再做一个时代更替的一个工作。
He had risen and gone back to the throne.
他那个时候已经复活升天了，回到宝座那里。
And when he rose back to the throne, he was standing on the Mount of Olives.
当他升天的过程中，他站在橄榄山上。
The Bible tells us there were about 500 watching.
圣经告诉我们当时有500人看见了。
And he commanded the 500.
他给这500个人都给了一个命令。
He said, remain in Jerusalem, gather together and pray for the promise of the Father.
他说你们不要离开耶路撒冷你们聚在一起祷告等神的应许。
Now what the Father had promised was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
父应许的就是圣灵的倾倒。
120 responded to that call.
120个人为这个呼召来反应。
They gathered together and prayed.
他们聚在一起祷告。
It says they prayed together in one accord for 10 days.
他们合一的祷告做了十天。
And on the 10th day, the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
第十天的时候圣灵浇灌在他们身上。
And you remember the story, it talks about fiery tongues and the wind blowing through.
你记得那个故事里面讲到用天上有舌头下来像火焰一样。
Now we're always a bit amazed at the fiery tongues and the strong wind that occurred.
我们想到这个火舌和这个强风我们就觉得很惊讶。
But we learn from scripture in Corinthians,we're given the explanation of what happened on that day.
我们是在到了哥林多前书的时候才给了我们那一天发生的事情的解释。
1 Corinthians 12:13 says that they were baptized into one body.
哥林多前书12章13节说他们是被铸成一个交成一个身体。
Up until that time, they were 120 individual Christians.
在这之前他们是120个单独的基督徒。
Ones that really loved the Lord.
他们确实的爱主。
But still, it was like a group of Christians.
但是他们只是一个基督徒的团体。
But on the fall of the Holy Spirit upon them, it says they became one body.
但是当圣灵降在他们身上的时候他们就成为一个身体。
They became the living body of Jesus Christ.
他们就成为耶稣基督的活的身体。
The church was born out of travailing prayer.
教会是因着惨痛 的祷告而生出来的。
120 actually travailed, and we thank them today for their prayers.
这120位弟兄姊妹们，他们经历了生产之痛，我们今天还要感谢他们。
Now today, when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
今天当我们信了主耶稣基督的时候，
we're not only born again,
我们不仅仅是重生了，
but the Holy Spirit places us in the body of Jesus Christ.
而且圣灵把我们放在基督身体的里面。
You are born into the church, you don't join it.
你是生在教会的当中，而不是参与其中。
And you today are in the church because 120 brothers and sisters prayed together over 2,000 years ago.
你今天能够成为教会的原因，是因为在2000年前有120位弟兄姊妹他们的祷告。
These sisters had offered themselves to be a vessel of prayer.
这些姊妹们就同样把自己献出来成为祷告的器皿。
And so it was out of their prayers that the assembly was birthed.
这个教会之所以能够出生出来，完全是因着他们的祷告。
Now we need to understand one of the principles of which the way in which God works.
我们必须要明白主做工的一个原则。
He is a sovereign God.
他是有主权的一位神。
He can do anything he wants to.
他想做什么就做什么。
He can birth the church if he wants to without anyone involved.
如果他想让教会生出来，他可以不需要任何人的祷告。
But when he moves, he wants us to be a part of it.
但是当他动工的时候，他也愿意我们成为其中的一部分。
When he's going to move, he looks for travailing prayer.
在他动工以前，他寻找那些能够为他做惨痛的祷告的那些人。
So brothers and sisters, if you want the Lord to do something in your life personally,or in the assembly, or even in the world, it requires travailing prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹们，如果你在你们个人的生活或者教会的生活，甚至在这个世界的面前，希望主做什么事情，你们必须要经过惨痛的祷告。
The Lord is always looking for that vessel that will pray and stand for His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
主一直在那里寻找一件器皿，能够让他的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
Travail before birth，
在生产之前必有阵痛。
It's an essential lesson we need to learn。
这是我们要学的一个基要的功课。
Lesson number 8， What is the church？
第八个功课，教会的意义是什么？
I shared last time。That was a big question in my own heart.
我上一次交通过，这当时是我心里面一个很大的问题。
Before I started meeting with these sisters, I had this question, Lord, what is your church?
当我遇见这几位姊妹之前，我一直有这个问题，主啊，你的教会到底是什么？
And my brother Kenny, even only a Christian for 4 months, was asking the same question.
Kenny 弟兄，他信主刚刚四个月，他也问同样的问题。
And of course, with Michael Woods, it was the same way because he was a bit confused after being drummed out of the Brethren movement.
Michael 弟兄也同样的有这样的一个疑问，因为那个时候他被他的以前的聚会来敲锣打鼓的赶了出来。
So in Acts chapter 1, when Stephen shared on the birth of the church, it was amazing to us.
当江弟兄讲到使徒行传第一章的时候，对我们来说让我们非常的惊讶。
We discovered that the church is birthed.
我们就发现教会原来是生出来的。
It's a living organization.
是一个活的有机体。
Organism. Thank you. Sorry. Living organism.
是一个活的有机体。
Not an organization.
而不是一个组织。
If you belong to an organization, you don't belong to the church.
如果你只是单纯的属于一个组织的话，你就不是教会的一部分。
Only the Lord can open our eyes to see the difference.
只有主能够打开我们的眼，让我们看见其中的差别。
I have a lot, so I'm trying to hurry along.
我有很多要讲的，我要加快一点。
You know, brothers and sisters, you can be meeting even in the assembly like Richmond or here. In Mountain View or San Bruno or San Francisco. And you can meet there for years and really not know what the church is.
弟兄姊妹们，也许你可以在 Richmond 或者说是 San Bruno 或者 Mountain View 或者说是旧金山，在这些地方聚会了很多年，你们甚至都不知道教会是什么。
You can meet and enjoy the teaching and the worship.
你们可以在那里聚会，可以享受他的教导和他的敬拜。
But it's important to know what the church is.
但是我们需要知道教会是什么。
Brothers and sisters, it's very simple.
弟兄姊妹们，其实很简单。
The church is a person.
教会是一个人。
It's the Lord Jesus Christ.
是我们主耶稣基督。
Is that where you're meeting?
是不是你在那里聚会呢？
Now that may sound a little strange.
听起来有点奇怪。
But it is the person of Jesus Christ.
但是确实是耶稣基督那一位。
Being manifest through a vessel.That the Lord calls His church.
是通过他的一个器皿，这个器皿就被称作是教会。
You see, Christ has become the Christ.
你看，基督就成为那基督。
He's not just your Savior.
他不仅仅是你的救主。
Brothers and sisters, He is the head of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，他是教会的头。
And where is our head?
我们的头在哪里？
He's sitting at the right hand of God in heaven.
他是在天上坐在神的右边。
But it would be strange for a body to have a head that was separate from it.
如果一个身体有一个头和它完全的分开，就是非常的奇怪的一件事情。
I mean, if you're walking down the street and you see a body with no head, isn't that kind of strange?
如果你在街上走，看见一个身体没有头在那里走，你是不是觉得很奇怪？
But that's the way some churches are assembled.
这就是一些教会他们这样聚会的一个光景。
Christ is the head of the church, but that head, our head, is in heaven.
基督是教会的头，那个头，我们的头是在天上的。
We are the living body of Jesus Christ connected to our head in heaven.
我们是基督活的身体又连上在天上的那位。
The body is on earth.
这个身体是在地上。
But the body is the manifestation of Jesus Christ, who is the head in heaven.
但是教会又是在天上的基督这位头，他在地上的一个彰显。
I remember one time our brother Stephen shared, he had a formula for what the church was.
我记得有一次江弟兄他用一个公式来代表教会。
Being an engineering student, I like formulas.
我作为工程的学生，我特别喜欢公式。
But he said, he was asking the question, what is a church? And he said, many people say, well, the church is Christ in you and Christ in me, and we just get together.
他问人这个教会是什么？有人说教会是你里面的基督和我里面的基督，然后我们就聚在一起。
But that's not the church.
但是这还不是教会。
The church is Christ the head.
教会是基督做头。
And Christ in you and Christ in me.
然后基督在你里面也在我里面。
But there's still a problem.
但是还有一个问题。
And the problem is us.
这个问题就是在于我们。
It's me, it's our flesh.
是我们自己的身肉体。
So what is a church?
所以教会是什么呢？
It's Christ the head.
是教基督做头。
Plus Christ in you.
加上你里面的基督。
Plus Christ in me.
加上我里面的基督。
Minus my flesh.
减掉我的肉体。
Minus your flesh.
然后减去你的肉体。
That is the basis on which we come together.
这是我们聚会的基础。
It's a tremendous difference, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，是一个极大的一个差别。
When we come together, our heart is to seek Jesus.
我们聚集在一起，我们是为了寻求耶稣。
And to manifest Jesus to one another.
然后彼此来彰显基督。
We gather around the Lord's table.
我们聚在主的桌子周围。
Christ is in our presence.
基督就在我们的当中。
He's the head of the table.
他是这个桌子的头。
We, as we begin to pray,
我们开始祷告。
We look to the head of our table.
我们看见我们桌子的头。
And we begin to worship and pray.
我们开始敬拜，开始祷告。
And as we do, Christ begins to be manifest to each one of us.
当我们开始的时候，基督就叫我们一个一个人的来显现。
So in our worship at the table, we're really feeding one another with Christ.
当我们在主的桌子周围祷告的时候，我们实际是在喂养我们每一个人。
This is the great calling of the church to manifest Christ.
来让教会能够彰显基督是教会的一个护照。
What does it mean to be a corporate testimony?
我们成为一个团体的见证，这是什么意义？
How many have heard the word corporate testimony?
你们有多少人听说过团体的见证？
A few of you have. I think most of you have, frankly.
只有几个人举手，但是我相信每个人都听过。
But what does it mean?
但是它意思是什么呢？
In the beginning, though we had seen a little bit of what Christ was after,
在刚开始我们看见一点点基督的心里要追求的是什么。
We didn't fully understand what it meant to be a corporate testimony.
我们并没有明白这个团体的见证到底是什么意思。
In March of 1973, Brother Kong proposed that we would have a conference.
1973年的3月份，江弟兄建议我们开始一个特会。
The purpose was to be to help us understand God's eternal purpose and the functioning of the body of Christ.
目的是让我们能够明白神永远的旨意和基督身体的。
And what it meant to be a corporate testimony.
就是这个团体的见证的意义是什么。
And so we began to prepare for that conference.
我们就开始为这个特会来做预备。
Now it's important to know that it was these older sisters.That really were in prayer over this conference.
很重要的，你要知道，就是这几位姊妹，她们一直在为这个特会来祷告。
And they're the ones that took up the responsibility for having this conference.
她们也负起责任来组织这次特会。
So the first conference was held in September 1973.
第一次特会是在1973年的9月开始。
It was adults only, and it was about 70.
只是给成年人开放，然后有70几位。
We had invited brothers and sisters from other assemblies on the East Coast that were beginning to see the things that we were seeing.
我们就邀请了在东岸的那些弟兄们，他们也开始有我们同样的看见了。
And our brother gave a powerful word on the testimony of Jesus.
我们的弟兄在这里为基督的见证做了一个很有力的一讲了一堂道。
That can be found on the CTM website, by the way.
这是可以在这个网站上面你们也可以找到的。
After that conference, we decided that we needed to have another one in June of 1974, 9 months later.
在特会结束以后，我们决定在九个月以后，1974年的6月，我们再来办一次。
So Brother Kong approached us once again and he said,Should we consider becoming a corporate testimony?
江弟兄就来到我们面前，我们要不要考虑成为一个团体的见证
？To function as his body and to be the house of God.
来起他身体的功用，来建立一个神的家。
And we began to pray about it.
我们开始为这件事祷告。
And he told us this is very serious and you can't take it lightly.
他告诉我们这件事是很严肃的，你们不能轻视它。
You can't just go out and do it.
你不能说我就这样就开始做吧。
So the issue became, were we satisfied with the fellowship we were experiencing, or was there more that the Lord wanted?
我们当时的问题就是是不是为了我们当时这样的聚集我们就满足了呢？还是我们要寻求主更多的心意？
At the time, I was still going to the Baptist church.
那个时候我还是要去参加这个浸信会的聚会。
And then we would meet with the sisters on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
然后我们到主日下午3点钟我们就见这几位姊妹。
So were we just going to be satisfied with pleasing ourselves? Or were we going to please the Lord?
我们是不是为了自己满足就满意了呢？还是为了让主来满意？
Were we just going to serve our purpose or His purpose?
我们是为着我们自己的目的来服侍呢？还是来服侍他的旨意？
Actually, those were wonderful times on Sunday afternoon.
实际上那主日的下午非常奇妙的时间。
I had never experienced open corporate worship.
我从来没有那样经历过这个一个开放的一个团体的敬拜。
If you've grown up in it, you might not realize how precious that is.
如果你是这样的成长起来，你不一定能理解它是多么的宝贵。
We would sing and worship the Lord. It was precious.
我们在你唱诗敬拜主实在是很宝贵。
We began to learn something of body life.
我们逐渐地学会了身体的生活。
And we discovered it was all a part of God's eternal purpose.
我们就发现这是神永远旨意的一部分。
I'd never heard that term before.
在那以前我没有听过这个词。
I had no idea God had an eternal purpose.
我根本不知道神有他永远的旨意。
I thought his purpose was just to save people and fill up heaven.
我一直以为他的旨意就是救人，让天堂能够满了得救的人。
So during that time we began to realize that the Lord was after something precious for himself.
但是在那段时间我们慢慢地认识到主他寻求的是对他来说宝贵的一样东西。
But we also had to consider, you know, there were many wonderful places to meet.
我们必须要考虑到有很多很多好的地方我们都可以去聚会。
We didn't want to just start something else.
我们不是只是想另起炉灶而已。
We wanted to serve his purpose.
我们是为了来服侍他的旨意。
In other words, we wanted to meet on the right spiritual ground.
换句话说，我们是从一个属灵的一个基础的正确的基础上面开始。
We didn't want to become just another division in the church.
我们不想成为教会的另外一个分门别类的一个派别。
We wanted the unity of the Spirit.
我们需要圣灵的合一。
Though we wanted to meet together, we didn't want to see ourselves as divided from other brothers and sisters.
虽然我们想开始这样的聚会，但是我们不想成为与别的弟兄姊妹们分别出来的一个团体。
So in considering what is a corporate testimony, we had to learn what God's eternal purpose was.
所以我们要学什么是团体的见证，我们必须要学习神永远的旨意。
Now, I know some of you have heard a lot about God's eternal purpose.
我知道你们很多人听神永远的旨意听了很多很多。
But God makes it very clear what his eternal purpose is in Ephesians chapter 1 verses 9 through 10.
神在以弗所书第一章第九第十节把他永远的旨意很清楚地告诉我们。
First of all, he makes it very clear what God's purpose is for his son.
首先他让他旨意是关于他的儿子，这一点非常的清楚。
It says, having made known the mystery of his will, according to the pleasure which he purposed in himself for the administration of the fullness of time to head up all things in Christ, both in heaven and earth.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
God wants His Son to be the administrative head over everything in heaven and earth.
主愿意他的儿子在成为天上地上一切的头。
That's the purpose for His Son.
这是他向着他儿子的心意。
All things are to come under Him.
一切都要归于他。
Colossians 1:18.
在哥罗西书第一章第十八节。
He is the head of the body. The church.
他是教会的头。
Who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have first place.
他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So this is God's heart for his son.
这是主向着他儿子的心意。
That he would have first place in your heart, in your life.
让他能够在你的心上，在你的生命里居首位。
That he would have first place in the church.
他在教会里面居首位。
Now what is God's eternal purpose for his people?
神向着他的百姓的永远的旨意是什么？
We've seen that he has a purpose for his son. Now what is the purpose for his people?
我们看见他向着他的儿子有一个旨意，那他向着他的百姓有什么样的旨意？
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 22 and 23.
回到以弗所书一章二十二二十三节。
He has put all things under his feet.And given him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他成为，使他为教会做万有之首。
It doesn't say like a body; it said his body.
教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这里说不是一个像一个身体，而是他的身体。
This scripture is not a simile; it's a reality.
这不仅仅是一个比喻，而是一个实际。
In other words, we are to be an expression of Jesus Christ.
换句话说，我们要成为耶稣基督的表达。
Not only individually, but corporately.
不是个人层面的，而是一个团体的。
And that he would have first place in our lives and in the church.
让他能够在我们的生命里面，在教会里面能够居首位。
And we are to be his body.
我们要成为他的身体。
That's his eternal purpose for you.
这是他向着你的一个永远的旨意。
Eternal purpose for me.
这是他向着我的永远的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, it saddens me so greatly that so many of my dear brothers and sisters don't see this.
弟兄姊妹们，我有很多宝贵的弟兄姊妹们，他们都不没有这样的看见，这就让我很难过。
Many brothers and sisters do want Christ to be first in their life.
很多弟兄姊妹们，他们确实愿意基督在我们生命里面居首位。
But they don't see what it means to be first in his body.
但是他们并没有看见他在他的身体里面居首位是什么意思。
Brothers and sisters, if we're not interested in Christ having first place, why are you bothering to fellowship with other brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们，如果你对让神在教会、让主在教会里面居首位不感兴趣的话，你何苦来聚会与其他的弟兄姊妹们在一起呢？
When he has first place, you will find yourself sharing the life of Christ with your brothers and sisters.
如果你让他居首位，你就可以和其他的弟兄姊妹们一起来交通、分享你的生命。
If you're not interested in him having first place,All you're going to do is hear messages.
如果你对他居首位这件事情不感兴趣，你要做的只是听一堂道而已。
So what does it mean to be a testimony of Christ?
作为基督的见证是什么意思呢？
It means that Christ will be all things to us.
这就表明基督对我们来说成为我们的一切。
It means he will be all things to the assembly.
也表示他要成为聚会的一切。
It means he'll have first place in your life and in the assembly.
也表示他在你的个人的生活和教会团体的生活一切凡事上居首位。
Being a testimony means we're to function as his spiritual organic body.
我们成为他的见证是要让我们来起一个功用，成为他的身体。
Being a testimony means that we're full of the life of Christ.
做他的见证表明我们充满了他的基督的生命。
We manifest the Lord's life not only to our brothers and sisters,
我们不仅向我们的弟兄姊妹们来彰显他的生命，
but to the world itself.
而且我们是向这个世界来显明。
Being a testimony means we're also to be a vessel.
做见证也表明我们要成为器皿。
To be an instrument.
成为这一个工具
to serve the Lord.
来服侍神。
I mentioned earlier about travailing prayer.
我前面提到过惨痛的祷告。
We're to be an instrument of prayer.
我们必须要成为祷告的一个器皿。
We're to be the priesthood.
我们要成为祭司。
Offering up spiritual sacrifices.
把属灵的敬拜的来奉献出来。
We're to be the house of God built together.
我们要成为神的教会被建造在一起。
Through the work of the cross, we're going to become the bride of our Lord Jesus.
通过十字架的工作，让我们成为我们主耶稣他的心腹。
Now there's another aspect.
另外还有一个方面。
In this matter of being a testimony.
在关于做见证的这件事情。
And that is we gather to his name.
就是我们乃是聚在他的名下。
Unto his name and his name only.
只是在他和他唯一他的名下。
To gather under his name means that we only gather under Christ.
聚在他的名下表明我们是聚在基督的名下。
The simplest explanation of the church is found in Matthew 18:20.
最简单的解释在教会的解释在马太福音18章20节。
He says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst.
这里说两三个人奉我的名聚会我就在他们的中间。
That's very simple, isn't it?
非常简单是不是
Jesus gathering around him under his name that is his body
耶稣有两三个人奉他的名聚在他的周围这就是他的身体
Brothers and sisters in the early church they just gathered to the name of Christ
弟兄姊妹们在教会的早年他们是聚在主的名下
That's what held them together.
这就让他们能够有凝聚力。
There was no division.
那个时候没有任何的分门别类。
But 28 years after Pentecost, division did come into the church.
28年在五旬节后28年教会里面就有了纷争。
We find it in the Corinthian church.
我们就在哥林多教会里面我们看见了这一点。
1 Corinthians 1:12.
在哥林多前书一章十二节。
Paul says, I hear that some say that I am of Paul. Others, we're of Apollos. And some said, we're of Cephas. And others said, no, I'm of Christ.
保罗说，我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
It was very subtle, but they were dividing over spiritual men.
这里好像很不是那么明显，但是他们是按照这个属灵的人来分门别类。
Now these spiritual men were talking about Christ.
这些属灵人他们是确实是在传讲基督的。
But they began to divide on which one they liked the best.
但是他们慢慢的就开始为着他们更喜欢谁来开始分门别类。
Paul was deeply disturbed.
保罗在这里就非常的受了搅扰。
It's interesting, even those that correctly stated, we are of Christ, were dividing themselves.
很有趣的就是那些人说我是属基督的那些人他们其实也是在分门别类。
You see what they're saying is, we're of Christ, we're not like you.
你看他们说的意思就是说我们是属基督的我们和你们是不一样的。
We're different.
看起来我们不一样。
So each of them was defining themselves in such a way that they were actually separating themselves from one another.
每一个人给自己下这样的一个定义，让他们能够与别的人能够有分别。
So you see, they began to gather around men.
你看，他们是逐渐围绕着人来聚会。
Instead of the Lord.
不是主。
Paul responded to him, he said, is Christ divided?
保罗就回答他们说基督是分开的吗
That's ridiculous, right?
很荒谬对不对
How can Christ be divided?
基督怎么能是分开的呢
He said, neither can his body be divided.
保罗也说他的身体也是不能分开的
Thank the Lord, the Corinthians did respond.
我们感谢主哥林多 的圣徒们他们做了起了一个反应。
And that error was corrected.
他们这样的一个过错就被更正了。
So, brothers and sisters, it was important to us to gather unto the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus alone.
弟兄姊妹们，对我们来说，能够聚在主和唯一聚在他的名下是非常重要的。
We did not want to gather in any way that would divide us from other brothers and sisters.
我们当时不想聚在一起，以一个方式让我们与别的弟兄姊妹们分开。
Or that we would define ourselves in such a way that we felt like we were separate from other brothers and sisters.
否则的话，我们就定义我们自己好像是与别的弟兄姊妹们有分别。
Now, brothers and sisters, that's what has happened in the denominations.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是发生在宗派之间的事情。
Martin Luther, a precious brother in the Lord.
马丁路德这样一位在主里面非常宝贵的弟兄。
He would never have desired for Christians to come together in his name, declaring themselves Lutherans.
他绝对不会希望有一些基督徒能够奉着他的名来组织一个团体叫路德会。
They're saying we're of Luther and of his teachings.
他们说我们是路德会，因为我们是跟随他的教训。
They weren't really any longer gathering unto the name of Christ.
他们不再奉主耶稣的名聚会。
Now I'll mention a couple of others.
我要再提其他的两个。
Baptist.
浸信会。
The center of Baptist is they believe in water baptism, fully dunking you.
浸信会就信仰就是要让你能够完全的浸在水里面。
It's a good truth. I happen to believe that one.
是一个不错的一个真理，我其实很相信。
And the Holiness Church, certainly we believe in holiness.
圣洁会他们信仰人要圣洁。
So these are great teachings, wonderful teachings.
这是都是非常好非常重要的这些教训。
But we don't gather around the teaching.
但是我们不是因着这样的教训而我们聚集。
We're to gather in the name of Jesus.
我们是奉耶稣的名聚集。
There is no other name, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，除他之外没有别的名。
If you define yourselves in any way,
弟兄姊
it divides you.
如果你用别的定义这就让你与弟兄姊妹们有分别。
Philippians 2:9-10 says,
腓立比书二章九到十节说，
God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow, things heaven and earth.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上、地上和地底下的因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
What other name would you really want to gather in?
你还为着别的什么名你愿意来聚会呢？
You know, we wrestle with this in Richmond.
我们在 Richmond 那个地方，我们也为这个事情我们来摔跤。
Now, brothers and sisters, many of you might say, well, you're from Richmond Christian Fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，有些人会说你是从 Richmond 基督徒聚会那个地方来的。
I want to tell you today that Richmond Christian Fellowship is not the church.
我今天跟你说，Richmond 基督徒聚会那不是教会。
We had to take the name Richmond Christian Fellowship in order to meet the government's requirement to hold the deed for the property.
我们起了基督徒 Richmond 基督徒聚会这个名字，是为了我们要有一个这个。头衔能够来拥有这块地。
So really, it's the property there that is held in the name of Richmond Christian Fellowship, the property and the house.
实际上，只是那块地和那片产业是在被叫做 Richmond 基督徒聚会。
Now we make use of that house.
我们可以用那个聚会点。
Richmond Christian Fellowship is a legal entity.
这是一个法律层面的一个团体。
Recognized by the state of Virginia.
是弗吉尼亚州来他承认的。
Richmond Christian Fellowship meets only once a year.
这个基督徒聚会在 Richmond 它只是一年只聚集一次。
We're required to have a business meeting once a year.
我们被要求一年我们开一次这个事务的会议。
And we do that.
我们也这样照做了。
We render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
哦，我们是就是属盖撒的要归给盖撒。
But we want to render unto the Lord what is His.
但是我们不是说这就代表了主。
Now the church meets there.
教会也在那边聚会。
And our deed is in heaven.
我们的这个契约是在天上。
I hope you see the difference.
我希望你看见其中的差别。
The church meets there a lot.
教会在那里经常在那里聚集。
But it's not Richmond Christian Fellowship.
但是并不是 Richmond 基督徒聚会。
We're just Christians who meet together.
我们只是基督徒，我们这样的聚集。
And that was very important for us. We saw how precious the name of Christ is.
弟兄姊妹们，对我们非常重要的就是我们看见主他的名是什么意思。
We don't have a membership role.
我们没有一个会员的册子。
You don't join the church.
你不是参加这个教会。
You're born into the church.
你是生在这个教会里面。
When you accept Christ, you're born into the church.
当你接受基督的时候，你就生在教会里面。
If you're looking for a role with your name on it, it's in the book of life.
如果你想非要找一个册子上面有你的名字，只是在生命册上面。
Brothers and sisters, how important this is.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等的重要。
How important that we don't see ourselves as separated from other Christians.
我们不是和别的弟兄、别的基督徒分门别类，这是何等重要的一件事情。
I remember our brother Stephen said something at the time that was so profound to me.
我记得那个时候江弟兄讲了一句话，对我来说非常的深刻。
He said, "Whom Christ has received, we receive."
他说，基督所接受的，我们就接受。
Whom Christ has received, we receive.
基督接受谁，我们就接受谁。
If a brother and sister would come in and say, "Look, I'm a Methodist or a Baptist."
有弟兄姊妹进来说，我是美以美会或者说是浸信会的。
And when we come to the table, would we reject them?
如果他们来和我们擘饼，我们要不要拒绝他们？
Not if they know the Lord.
他们也认识主。
If they've accepted Christ.
如果他们接受了主。
They're the Lord's and they're ours.
他们是在主里面，他们也是我们
里面。So we don't see ourselves as separate in that way.
我们不是把自己看作与他们有分别。
Now lesson number 10.
第十个功课。
What is the spiritual ground on which we meet?
我们聚会的这个属灵的根基是什么？
This ties right in with what I've been saying.
这就直接跟我刚才所讲的联系在一起。
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 3 and 6.
以弗所书第四章第三到第六节。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit until we come to the unity of the faith.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We don't get together and agree on what doctrines we believe in, and then say this is our statement of faith, and that's what we're meeting around.
我们不是来在聚在一起说这是我们相信的这些教义，这就是我们信心的宣告，我们就这样的聚会。
We don't meet around doctrines and statements of faith.
我们不是根据教义或者是这个信心的这样的一个信条来聚会的。
We meet around Christ.
我们是根据基督来聚会的。
Doesn't mean that we don't consider doctrine, we do.
并不是说我们就在里毫不考虑教条、教义，我们也确实考虑。
But when we come together, we maintain the unity of the Spirit.
但是当我们聚会的时候，我们竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
The unity of spirit is something you naturally have as a child of God.
圣灵的合一，如果你是神的儿女，你就天然的会有。
When you meet another brother and sister before you know what denomination they're in, it's wonderful. You can just share Christ, right?
当你遇见一位弟兄姊妹们，弟兄姊妹，你不知道他的宗派以前，你们都可以在一起来交通基督。
I remember, not that had been too long ago. I went to the gym.
不是很久以前，我去健身房。
I try to work out 2 or 3 times a week.
我每个星期都努力去锻健身2-3次。
And I have this T-shirt.
我就穿了这个 T 恤衫。
That I wear sometimes.
我有时候穿这件 T 恤衫。
And it says this.
上面有就这个有字有这
样的字。Normal isn't coming back.
正常再也回不来了。
Jesus is.
耶稣要回来。
And I wore it. And
我就穿着这个 T 恤衫。
And so this another, well, I didn't know he was a brother at the time, but this man came up to me. He was a black brother. And he came up to me and said, man, I really like your shirt.
有一个人他就来到我面前，是一个非裔的弟兄，他说啊，我真喜欢你这件衬这件 T 恤衫。
We just started sharing Christ together.
我们就开始来交通基督。
He never asked me what denomination I was.
他从来也没有问你是什么宗派的。
I don't know what denomination he is.
我也不知道他是属于哪一个宗派。
I don't think he's any denomination.
我不认为他是属于任何的宗派。
But the wonderful thing is, when we do meet each other at the gym, we always end up talking about the Lord a little bit.
奇妙的是我们以后每一次在健身房遇见，我们都来花一点时间来交通我们的主。
Let me give you another example.
我再给你一个例子。
Am I running out of time?
时间还有吗？
Does anybody know? It's 5 to what?
5:06. What's the
time? Am I already running over time? Is that what you're saying? 5:30. Oh, good, good. If y'all can endure, I will go on.
如果你能坚持的话，我就要继续下去。
But some of these illustrations are important to help us understand.
我想举这些例子来帮助我们，能够让我们看见它的重要性。
Have y'all ever heard of the ecumenical movement?
你有没有听过这个好像这个运动就是属灵的合一的这个运动
？That's not in my notes. That's why my brother's there. In the 50s, the ecumenical movement was a big thing.
在1950年度。的时候，这场的运动就非常的重要。
This World Council of Churches got together and said, "We're going to come up with a common set of beliefs that we can all believe in."
就属世的这样的一个团体，他们来在一起，他们说我们定义一些自己我们所相信的。
And that will unify us.
这就能够让我们能够合一起来。
That's not biblical.
但是这不符合圣经。
The Lord said, "You already have the unity of the Spirit. Just maintain it."
主说你们已经有了属灵的合一，你们就保守就好了。
Just like my brother in the gym.
就像我们在那个健身房的那个弟兄。
Well, anyway, we had a brother that was a leader in the what's it called? Prayer International. Yeah.
我有一个弟兄，他是在这个国际祷告会的他的一个领导人。
A dear brother, Johannes.
他是一个非常宝贵的一个弟兄。
And of course, their main ministry is prayer for the whole world.
当然，他们服事的一个中心就是为整个的世界来做祷告。
And we asked him to a conference to come and share on prayer.
我们就请他到我们的一个特会里面来做祷告的这个交通。
6 of the most powerful prayers on prayer I ever heard.
是我听说过的6个最有力的祷告，这些祷告。
So what our brother was doing is they would go into a city and say, "We want to pray for the city," and they would get all the various denominations, you know, to try to come together and pray.
这些弟兄他们到一个城市里面，他们就把所有这个城市里面的不同的宗派聚在一起，说我们要为这个城市来祷告。
And they were pretty successful.
他们蛮有成功的。
They'd go into a city and advertise and bring brothers and sisters from all denominations to pray for that city.
他们就一个一个的到这个城市里面，然后召集做广告，请弟兄，请这些宗派一起来，然后为这个城市来祷告。
And so I asked my dear brother, I said, brother, can you explain to me the vision that you have concerning the church?
我说弟兄啊，你能不能关于这个教会你的意向，你能不能跟我交通一下？
He said, I see it like this.
他说我是这样看的。
It's like Christ is the ocean.
他说基督就像一片汪洋。
And on this ocean there are many boats.
在这个海洋上面有许多的小船。
There's a Methodist boat.
有美依美会的船。
Baptist boat.
有浸信会的船。
Catholic boat.
有天主教的船。
All kinds of boats.
各种各样的船。
And he says, my heart is to be able to bring these boats together on the ocean of Christ, on the basis of Christ.
我的心愿就是把这些船联系在基督汪洋上面的一个船。
And I said to my brother,
我跟我的弟兄这样说。
Brother, wouldn't it be much better if everybody got out of their boat and got in the water?
弟兄啊，难道如果每一个人都从他们的船上跳下来，跳到这个海洋里面，不是更奇妙吗？
I hope you see the difference.
我希望你们看见其中的差别。
Are you in a boat or are you in the water?
你是在船上还是在水里？
If you're in a boat, you're separate from the other boat.
如果你在船上，你是和别的船有分别。
But if you're in the water, it's all in Christ.
如果你在水里，你们都是在基督里。
And we can gather in that basis.
我们可以是靠着这样的根基，我们来聚会。
I lost track of where I was. I apologize.
我忘记我讲到哪里了。
Oh, another illustration.
再举个例子。
I was at Chick-fil-A.
我在这个。汉堡店 Chick-fil-A.
I don't know if y'all know this, but Chick-fil-A was founded by a Christian brother.
我不知道你们知不知道他们的这个创始人呢是两个是一家信主的弟兄。
I think that's why there's so much resistance to having Chick-fil-A around college campuses.
这就是为什么在这些大学的校园周围有很多的这个抗拒不让他们进去。
But anyway, the one in Richmond, I used to love to go there because they would play Christian music.
在 Richmond 有这么一家，我很喜欢去，因为他们总是放基督徒的音乐。
And I was there at Chick-fil-A. I had my Bible.
我那有一天在那里，我拿着我的圣经。
And this guy, a young man, came up to me.
有一个年轻人，他来到我面前。
And he was from India. I could tell that.
他是从印度来，我可以看出来。
And he looked over at me, and he saw me looking at the Bible.
他看见我在读圣经。
And he said, I see you're reading the Bible. I said, yes, I am.
他说我看你在读圣经啊。我说是啊。
He said, well, who are you?
他说你是谁。
I said, well, I'm a Christian.
我说我是基督徒。
He said, yeah, okay, I see you're reading your Bible and you're a Christian, but what kind of Christian are you?
他说是啊，我看你读圣经，你一定是基督徒，但是你是什么哪种基督徒？
I said, I'm a Christian.
我说我是基督徒。
He said, I don't understand.
所以我不明白。
He said, what denomination are you?
他说你是属于哪个宗派。
I said, well, I'm just a Christian. I don't belong to any denomination. I belong to Christ and all my brothers and sisters.
我说我是基督徒，我不属于哪个宗派，我属于基督，我属于我的弟兄姊妹们。
He said, I've got it figured out.
他说哦，我明白了。
You're non-denominational.
你是无宗派的宗派。
I said, brother, I am not non-denominational.
我跟他说，弟兄啊，我不是无宗派。
I said, I'm just a Christian.
我只是基督徒而已。
And we can just share Christ.
我们就可以交通基督。
He said, well, I'm a Catholic.
他说我是天主教的。
I said, that's okay.
我说没问题啊。
I said, but we can share Christ.
我们可以交通基督的。
And he just shook his head and walked away.
他就摇摇头就走开了。
So you see the difference, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，你看见其中的差别吗？
Of gathering unto the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名聚集。
Of not becoming a division.
不是成为分门别类。
You know, we could easily become a division.
我们很容易就分门别类。
Just by beginning to think we're special.
就如果我们认为我们与众不同的话。
Or we think the way in which we meet is the only way.
如果我们觉得我们如此的聚会只是唯一正确的方式。
Even among the assemblies that I've been meeting with over the years, we all actually meet in a little different way.
就是像我有交通的这就是去的这些地方的聚会，我们聚会的方式都略有不同。
So brothers and sisters, I hope that the Lord today has maybe opened our eyes a little more.
弟兄姊妹们，我盼望主今天把我们的眼睛打开了一点点。
To understand God's love for His church.
让我们明白主爱他的教会。
To understand what His church is.
我们明白教会是什么。
To know what God's eternal purpose is.
然后认识神永远的旨意。
It's not a temporary purpose, it's an eternal purpose.
不是一个暂时的旨意，而是一个永远的旨意。
Purposed in God before the ages began.
在创世以前，这个旨意就在他的里面。
The church was in the mind of God even before man was created.
在创世造人以前，教会都已经在神的心上。
He wants it to be a bride for his son.
他愿意给他的儿子一个心腹，
to be his helpmate in the ages to come.
在这个勇士里面成为他的帮手。
You know, some people think that the next thing is we're going to heaven.
有的人认为我们下面要做的，我们就是要升天的。
That's not true.
还不是真的。
Eventually it will be true.
最后是这样子。
But we've got a thousand-year period ahead of us.
我们有一千年会在我们的面前。
Where Christ will rule on this earth.
因为基督要在这个地上掌权一千年。
And he will rule with the rod of iron, it says.
他要用他的铁杖来掌权。
And he wants his church to be a part of that administration of the thousand-year millennium.
他愿意让这个千年国度里面让他的教会能够在其中有一部分。
And he's preparing his church today for that very purpose.
他今天为了这个旨意在预备他的教会。
Now we know in general the church has failed.
我们知道在一般的层面教会是很失败的。
We failed to carry the testimony of Jesus.
我们没有成功的成为基督的见证。
And so today he's looking for that remnant.
今天他在寻找那个渔民。
That remnant our brother Wong has been sharing about.
我们黄弟兄交通到的这个渔民。
So brothers and sisters,
哎，弟兄姊妹们，
we're not just Christians going to a church.
我们不是去教会的普通的基督徒。
We are the church.
我们是那教会。
If you see this, it will grip your life. It certainly gripped mine.
如果你有这个看见，这就会紧紧的抓住你的生命，就像抓住我的一样。
So I hope for the younger ones among us tonight, you begin to see what you're really a part of.
我盼望我们中间的年轻人，你们确实的看见你们是什么样的一部分。
And you're a tremendous part of the church.
你们是教会的一个非常重要的部分。
You know the nation of Israel when they were going through the desert.
你们知道以色列国当他们以色列民当他们在旷野的里面。
They had the cloud by day and the fire by night.
他们昼间有云柱，夜间有火柱。
But when they went to move, all of them moved together.
当他们起行的时候，他们全体一起起行。
They moved together.
他们一起起行。
I don't know how to say this. There's younger ones and there's older ones, but we're one.
我不觉得应该这么说。我们中间有年轻的，我们有年长的，但是我们是合一的。
In Christ, in His church, In a sense, age disappears.
在基督里，在教会里面，某种意义上说是没有年纪的概念的。
I remember our dear brother Stephen once said.
我记得有一次江弟兄说。
There's only in the church. There's only the first generation.
在教会里面只有第一代。
There's not second and third generation.
没有第二代、第三代。
We're one generation.
我们只是一代。
When they went into the promised land,
当他们进到应许地，
there were many different ages.
他们都有年纪都不一样。
But they went in as one people.
但是他们是一个民进去的。
Old and young.
无论是年长的、年幼的。
They were all in the battle. They were all in the fight.
他们都是在一起的征战。
All standing for the testimony of Jesus.
他们都为耶稣基督的见证来站立。
We better close. I need to get ready for the next message.
我们要结束了，我要为晚上的做预备。
Lord, I just can't with words describe the beauty of your plan.
主啊，我们用言语无法表达你的计划的美丽。
To have a church,
要有这样的一个教会。
The body of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的身体。
His future bride.
他将来的那位心腹。
Oh Lord, being a part of the administration of the ages to come.
主啊，要在那永世里面成为你掌权的一个部分。
Oh Lord, what a tremendous responsibility you have given to us.
主，你给我们极大何等大的一个责任。
But Lord, you're faithful.
主，你是信实的那一位。
And Lord, I want to particularly pray for the younger ones here.
我们特别要为我们中间的年轻人祷告。
That you give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
把赐人智慧与启示的灵赏给。
Lord, a mighty move of your spirit.
让你的圣灵大能的做工。
And for us older ones, Lord.
让我们所有这些年长的。
I pray that you refresh that vision.
你也更新我们这个意象。
In our hearts, in Jesus' name.
在我们的心里面，奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。Amen.